You know, one of the first things which is going to happen during the millennium is going to be a rather miraculous occurrence. And by this time into the millennium, we must be something like 300 years into the millennium by now, by this time during the millennium, this miracle will have taken place years and years ago. Now, we are talking about water today. Today, we have many forms of pollution in the water. We have medications, we have pharmaceutical residues, we have herbicides, pesticides, and industrial wastes, all in the water. And believe it or not, those wastes pass right away through the system and they come back to us in our drinking water. And it is one of those things which will lead up to the terrible times which we are coming to during the days of this present world now. The water supply is, water covers vast areas of this earth, and yet only 3% of it is potable water that is fit for drinking. And that potable water is being diminished day by day. Yet in the millennium, one of the first miracles, I say, will be that water will be restored to its pristine nature. And that is what I want to talk about today. Now, I wonder how many of us remember that rather grassy-looking weed that Mr. Henderson took for the feast at Overhaddon three or four years ago? It was called the Rose of Jericho. Now, it rather resembled a weedy nest almost when he first produced it. It looked like something that was really destined for the compost heap rather than for anything else. And what he did was, he got a bowl, he put this Rose of Jericho, this weedy looking thing, into this bowl and poured some water on it. And he left it there on the side. This was on the first day he did this, by the way. He left it on the side by the podium, and by the end of the feast, this weed had transformed itself into something quite beautiful. And that was just the effect of water. And that is the effect of water being healed, which is going to make all the difference to the millennium. Now, I want to bring to our attention the most beneficial physical blessing to occur at the beginning of the millennium. And I say, it is the healing of the water. This is because in many cases, we take water for granted. Today, water is almost universally polluted, as I've already said. But this will not be the case after the miracle of the healing of the waters. I would like you to turn with me, please, to Psalm 104, verse 30. Now, if we think back to the very beginning of time, when God recreated the surface of the earth, the whole surface of the earth had come to a state of utter destruction because of Satan's rebellion. And mankind, at the present age in which we are living today, is taking the earth to a similar sort of condition whereby the whole surface of the earth will become waste and desolate. And if we look at Psalm 104, verse 30, we read the following. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The face of the earth is going to be renewed after mankind has been brought to the state when the earth will be almost totally useless for life. You know, it says, unless those days were shortened, no life would exist. And yet, here we are. We're coming up to a time when it will be necessary for the face of the earth to be restored. And it will be the first thing that should need to be restored will almost certainly be, or one of the first things to need to be restored, will almost certainly be water. Now, I'll say, God's Spirit moved across the face of the waters. And at that time, the whole surface of the planet was restored. And it is going to be very, very similar, because the whole earth is going to need to be revitalized so that life can exist and survive, not just survive, but come to a condition whereby life will expand and life will become something really wonderful for everyone. I mean, can you imagine being able to go somewhere, dip a glass into a river and look at it and say, yes, I can drink this. Try doing that today. You'll probably go down with something very nasty. But in the future, God will have waters in the desert, and the deserts will bloom. Now, pardon me. I'll say, the situation at which we are coming to is going to be something very, very similar to Satan's revolt. Man has followed Satan's way. As has been said, you know, life is full of decisions, and the decisions that we've taken today are the result of what has happened yesterday. Today's problems are yesterday's solutions. And yet tomorrow, in the world tomorrow, there'll be somebody tapping you on your shoulder saying, you know, don't do it that way. You don't treat your water like that. You treat your waste properly, you dispose of it properly, so that the water that you can take out of the river is fit for use. And I'd like you to turn now, please, to Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 8. Now, here is something. It is about this, the healing of the water. You look at the water today and, you know, dare you drink it? Well, the water that comes out of the trap is reasonably passable. Only reasonably passable. Because, as I say, you've still got all sorts of residues in it. But in the future, the water is going to be something beautiful. When you drink the water in the future, you will taste real water as God intended it to be tasted. And here in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8, we read the following. Yes, I'm going to the right scripture. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half towards the former sea and half towards the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. Living waters flowing from Jerusalem, which will heal the waters. And, you know, you think of water being healed. It's something which actually, how can you get your mind around it? We take water so much for granted. It is a wonderful thing. I mean, just try living without water. 3 days without water, and most of us will be just a shriveled mass, wouldn't we? Yet, you think about it. Water in the millennium will be a life-giving source. And we take the whole ecological system, and it is going to be repaired because the waters will be flowing from Jerusalem to heal the waters. It is going to be a wonderful time when people will be able to go. They will be able to take the water. They will be able to really enjoy it. It is something wonderful. It is something we take for granted in this day and age because you just go to a tap and turn it on and something that appears to be water comes out. And in the future, you're going to have something which is pristine, something pure, something which is life-giving. Just like God's Holy Spirit is life-giving. Water, it gives you physical life. And water has been likened to God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit gives you eternal life. And this is what we're going to look for. In the future, we're going to be able to have pure water, which will give us something really, really wonderful. Something which will give us real life. And then we can look to God's Holy Spirit, which this pictures in many ways, and think, yes, the people living during the millennium will have God's Holy Spirit available to them, and they will be looking to eternal life as well. I'd like to turn now to Ezekiel chapter 47, because when we think about the way that the water will be flowing from Jerusalem during the early part of the millennium, we think of the planet being healed, because without the planet being healed, how are people in the millennium going to enjoy the wonders which God is providing for us? Water, living water, will provide living agricultural produce. And it is from that you get your health. You don't get it from Roundup wheat. You don't get it from the wheat which is grown today. But in the future, water, living water, feeding that wheat, and replenishing the face of the earth is going to be able to give you water which is drinkable and food which is edible, food which will build you up and nourish you. Now in Ezekiel chapter 47, beginning in verse 1, afterwards he brought me into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out, pardon me, water. Excuse me. Afterwards he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looks eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me there, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. Afterwards he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me, and he caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, the bank of the river, there were many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said unto me, These waters issued out towards the east country, and go down into the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. As I say, it is something which will happen right at the beginning of the millennium. The waters will be healed, and the waters will be something to behold. It will be something whereby you can take it, and people will drink of it, and they will live. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives and that moves, whithersoever the rivers will come, shall live. And there shall be very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, and they shall be healed. And everything which shall live, whither the river cometh. You know, it is a wonderful picture. A picture of an earth which is being brought again to a health-giving, living planet. A planet where mankind will be taught how to live, will be taught the benefit of living a natural lifestyle, eating the food which God has provided and drinking the water which has been provided. My wife brought a few things with her to the feast, and one of the things which I hadn't thought about bringing was this booklet, The Wonderful World Tomorrow, What It Will Be Like. Now this was printed, this particular edition was printed I think in 1973. I'd just like to quote here from page 74, as Mr. Armstrong wrote. It says, Pure water, fertile deserts. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shuttah tree or acacia tree, and the myrtle and the olive tree. And I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree, which is called also the cypress tree, together. And that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the land of the Eternal, that the hand of the Eternal has done this, and that the Holy One of Israel has created it. That is quoting from Isaiah 41. Can you imagine such a fabulous scene? Deserts becoming green, fertile, garden lands of trees, shrubs, bubbling springs and brooks, mountains brought low and made inhabitable. And this is all done by the hand of God, a miracle right at the beginning of the millennium, so that mankind can live and enjoy a wonderful world which God will recreate for us all.